Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Flacco under center, second and four at the Pittsburgh 29, deep drop, he fires, Higgins, catch at the 20, first hitter miss, 15, dead 5, splits the safety's end zone, touchdown Cincinnati!
Flacco out of the gun, trips right, he's locked left on the snap, he lobs left, one-on-one, sideline is caught in stride, and a slide down to the 5 by T. Higgins!
Yeah, this is what we do it for, is games like that. It came down to the wire just like we know it's going to, and really happy about how the guys just kind of stayed with it for a full 60 minutes. And man, our offensive line was going today, you know. We're running the football, protecting.
Joe Flacco. Yes, that Joe Flacco. 18 years in the NFL, which in and of itself is mind-boggling. We can go back to draft day of 2008, when the Ravens took him out of Delaware via Pitt. They got Ray Rice in the second round. John Harbaugh's rookie year as coach. They made it to the AFC Championship game. That Joe Flacco was a game manager, capable of throwing a laser beam to Derrick Mason or Todd Heap. And then just kind of evolved. Joe Flacco's elite was kind of the mantra. Won a Super Bowl, 10 playoff wins. Then kind of hit a roadblock in Baltimore. Ravens were missing the playoffs after 2014. They were 3 years consecutive not making the postseason. And he got hurt in 15. Hurt his knee. Then in the draft of 18, Ravens took Lamar Jackson, end of the first round. Joe Flacco started. Blew out Buffalo, Josh Allen's first game, came in relief. And then the losses started to mount. Then he got hurt. They go to the bye at 4-5. That's when the reports were John Harbaugh was going to be done at the end of the year. Me and Jerry Coleman were doing the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored tailgate show at Mother's, Federal Hill. Then at 4-5, you're thinking, it kind of makes sense, I guess. And then all of a sudden, Joe Flacco had a hip injury. And then old number 8 comes in, and everything changed. Joe Flacco was gone. Went to Denver. Went to the Jets. Philly for a cup of coffee. Cleveland. Colts. Cleveland again. Then gets traded to Cincinnati 10 days ago. Now you understand why Mike Tomlin was kind of running hot earlier this week, not understanding what Cleveland's philosophy was. Well, Mike Tomlin knew what the deal was. Joe Flacco's capable of. Jake Browning's the quarterback last night, Vinny. Pittsburgh puffy pants is
there. No doubt.
Chase Brown's not rushing for 100 and whatever yards.
Nope.
They get blown out at home. But Flacco comes in, gives you a fighting chance. And they're down 10-0. But he keeps throwing, and he throws that beautiful spiral. Who throws a better ball than Joe Flacco, by the way?
Yeah, awesome.
I mean, it's a beautiful spiral. Three touchdowns. Leads the game-winning drive. And you heard him just talking about it. The O-line, and Chase said, you could see it in the Green Bay game where the O-line was starting to get it a little bit. And second half against the Packers, their offense started to percolate. Even by Carbon, who I love to death, Chase Brown's toast. Well, not last night.
Yeah.
But Joe Flacco, Vinny, drinking out of the fountain of youth and leading the Bengals. I don't want to say an improbable win, unexpected win for sure on a Thursday night. And right now, it's the first game of the weekend. We're going to be hard-pressed to find a better game than the one that was played last night.
And Bob, for the Bengals, season-saving game. And might have saved the Ravens, too, also. But, you know, Bob, Browning held the ball. Browning takes sacks. Browning, you know, when he got pressured, he threw interceptions. Joe got the ball out quick. I mean, he got it out because he knows the Steelers. He knows, you know, he's seen that stuff before. I mean, he played them earlier. Watt and all of them got the ball out quick, frustrated them, took advantage of their secondary, and got the ball to the best receiver in the league. So, and Jalen Ramsey's, both defenses were horrible. You know, because like I'm watching that game, I said, damn, both these defenses suck. But I guess, you know what? So the Ravens fit right in that group.
Yeah, they're not. You know? Hey, your boy Geno Stone got roasted on that.
Oh, boy, did goal. He ever.
Should have been game-winning touchdown there.
Yeah.
Freiermuth.
Well, Geno can't run. That's his problem. But you know what? That game gave everybody hope. You know, and I'm sure Harbs, they're all doing cartwheels last night watching that after that victory. Because you look at the Steelers, they got the Packers at home Sunday night. They got the Colts at home, and then they go to the Chargers for a Sunday night game, you know, and they're sitting 4-2 right now. So, you know, so everybody's back in it now because Pittsburgh opened the door. If they're sitting 5-1, they're up, what, 4 games on everybody? Then it's a difficult challenge now.
Yeah, and it's, since he's on a 5-game losing streak,
yeah.
I mean, they're circling the drain. But Nolan McGraw, and I don't want to brag because I took Cincinnati to win mainly because I just need that sort of thing. And we'll do picks later in the show for college and pro. But I guess you knew deep down inside maybe that he was going to come out and play the way that he did. Now, can he sustain a .108 quarterback rating? His career quarterback rating says no. Even when they were winning Super Bowls and playoff games, he was always in the 90s in good years. But Nolan, that was pretty impressive to watch. And look, Rodgers did throw 4 touchdowns, and Jalen Warren was running all over the place, but to Vinny's point, it wasn't exactly a defensive battle last night in Cincinnati.
No, and, you know, costly interceptions for Rodgers, although the one was more so just fantastic defensive play by the Bengals. But that game last night had no business being that good or being that entertaining. We were making jokes all week. The icy hot bowl, all that stuff, right. You know, just the fourth time in NFL history that you have a quarterback matchup of two guys over 40 years old, and I think all the other ones were Brady and Brees, elite Hall of Famers. So, I think expectations were not that. And could I visualize a Bengals win? Yeah, but it wouldn't have been in that manner. It wouldn't have been Flacco going out there and just absolutely slinging it. And then even in the fourth quarter, him rolling out on a broken play and showing off those wheels, looking like a rookie Joe Flacco running down the field.
Right.
So it was a tremendously fun game to watch. It was classic Flacco. You know, the final couple seconds tick off the clock. Camera shows him on the sideline. Not even a smirk on his face. Completely deadpanned. You know, just typical Joe. It was fantastic.
And they kept panning to Joe Burrow, who was getting more energetic than Flacco was.
Yeah.
I mean, and Joe Burrow's kind of an icy cool kind of guy. He doesn't really show his emotions on his sleeve. But you could see, because he's thinking, I guess, and I'm thinking like Joe Burrow, I got a bazillion dollars in the bank and a hot girlfriend, and I got a beautiful wife, don't get me wrong, but certainly don't have that cash flow. But, you know, if he can keep us afloat in this division, I come back, I break out the Superman cape. But that one game, yeah, changed everything for them, certainly. Now the Ravens are like, oh, damn.
I thought, you know what was cool about it? I mean,
Browns, you're the Browns. You have
yeah. They're playing a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. You got no chance.
Bob, the thing that was cool was You got two quarterbacks over 40 years old winging it, you know, one throwing for 250, the other throwing for 350, four touchdowns for one, three for that. It was pretty cool, you know.
And not no lobby Fran Tarkin and no, Johnny Yu at the end of his life.
They were some great throws.
They were laser beams.
Yeah, by dimes.
Flying all over the place. But Ja'Marr Chase, is there a happier guy in Cincinnati outside of Zach Taylor than Ja'Marr Chase? Because now he can get back to, if you got him on your fantasy team, he's a dude all of a sudden.
Right. Because Flacco's willing to throw it to him even if he's not exactly open. You saw it in that Packers game, I think one of the garbage time touchdowns. Probably wasn't the smartest throw, and he just, you know, stuck it on a line and put it in the general vicinity and was like, all right, Chase, go make a play. And he did. When you have a receiver like that, and Higgins for that matter, I mean, he's got tons of weapons there. And if that O-line can just block for halfway decent, they were pretty great last night. I don't know. Who knows what the Bengals could be?
Now, we got to go to this, too, because I saw on social media, and my social media presence is basically trolling Facebook, X, Instagram. I'm 60. What the hell do you want from me? It is, that's young people stuff. Unless you got girls in bikinis. Then you got me. You lured me in. They should have, Ravens, should have brought Flacco in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
It's the backup.
That would have been...
Joe Flacco's the backup.
I don't think he would have done it.
Joe Flacco's the backup.
No.
But it shows having a backup that has been a starter, you know.
Right.
There's a difference between him and Cooper Rush. You know, Cooper Rush couldn't do that.
Yeah, right. And what I remember when Flacco left after the 18th season when Lamar had taken over, whether Ravens go 5-1, 6-1, made the playoffs, oh, he sucks. He's toast. Mm-hmm. It's a statue in the pocket, turns ball over. Now all of a sudden he leaves. And keep in mind, he's bounced around a bazillion times since he's left Baltimore. He had a great run in Cleveland till the playoffs, where he turned the ball over 1,000 times when they lost to Houston. Joe Flacco, he's a legend here. Won a Super Bowl with Super Bowl MVP, 10 playoff wins, which is two less than the Jets have won in their entire history as a franchise. But now he's revisionist history. He's the savior. I mean, come on. Backup quarter. All that, would that have created drama? Because Flacco and Lamar are buds. I think they've kind of both established that. But then you got Harbs having to navigate that sort of thing.
I think that
would have made for an uncomfortable situation.
Well, outside of like us just being able to talk about it whenever he would have signed, there's no reason for it to become a controversy. I mean, Lamar's Lamar.
Yep.
It's an MVP player. You know, the only reason he's not out there is because he's not healthy. There's no scenario where Lamar was going to play so poorly that the chatter would grow loud. Bring in Flacco. Bring in, you know, they would never get to that. No chance.
How cool would it have been, though? Let's say, you know, Disney World stuff, that Flacco was the back, you know, and he comes in and he wins these two games or whatever, you know. That would have been pretty cool, wouldn't it?
But it also would have created Lamar comes back, loses to the Bears. Right. They could have kept Flacco in there, but we're not talking reality. We're just talking people, again, revisionist history.
Yeah.
Watching Joe Flacco play the best game he's played in probably 3 years or whatever it is. But it did help the Ravens because he beat Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. keeps Cincinnati afloat, and opens a window for the Ravens. But to bring it closer to home, are the Ravens capable of climbing through the window that has now opened yet again? We'll get into all of that and more throughout the course of the show. Get in now. 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. He'll be joining us at 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens and the expected returnees post-bye when they get back at it next week. Terps in UCLA. Spreads dropped to 2.5. 7 o'clock kip. Out at the Rose Bowl. You can hear the game on the fan. It's on FS1. So Maryland trying to break a two-game skid. We'll do our picks later. I'm taking Maryland, spoiler alert. But UCLA, the quarterback's been out of his mind since Neuheisel took over. Because now, not only is he 6 touchdowns, no picks, he's starting to run the rush for 120 yards against Penn State. And it's opening up the other running lanes for the running backs there with the Bruins. And we saw Maryland's run defense last week against Nebraska did not really hold up all that well. So we'll get into all of that and more.
Stewart's going to have to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, and he was a non-factor last week against Nebraska. We'll talk to Dave LaMonaco about that from Terrapin Tides. Baseball playoffs in the American League. Home team is yet to win in the National League. The Brewers. Postseason woes continue, and the Dodgers just keep on keeping on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.